May 15, 2025, session 1277. Lani bringing you these Omega communications today again through the Omega communications portal. Why are you here? Are you here for curiosity, comfort, confirmation, or something different? Collectively, we gather in a state of consciousness, a field of consciousness, described in many different ways. The group consciousness, the consciousness of all the beings on Earth, the consciousness of the beings who realize they are not just of Earth, but we have come here to bring in a particular way of bringing in cosmic consciousness. So as we continue to inspire ourselves and be inspired by the collective consciousness field, we just settle ourselves, move into the quiet state that exists within each of us. And it's in that very deep, quiet space that we receive more clearly. This is how we begin today. Continuing your experiential journey of consciousness, we envelop you in the field of energy, in this space of collective consciousness. So you are continuing to consider and also to consciously create the environment around you and within you relating to your original place of purpose and the placement of you, the aspect of your soul, the seed of the creative cosmic intelligence. This is what has come through into you. You could say, as we understand, you use the term the spark of consciousness, the spark of the connection which created the form, the formation of your creation. And then the intelligent aspect of the design continued to expand and consolidate the resources available for the continuation of the body form, the existence. The very substance of your life is not a physical, touchable substance in so many words as a description. It is the energetic field and the connection into that energetic field which manifests in some form. So as you go back to the original state of your conception, and this is the place of the original design, the cosmic place of source, then you are continuing to receive that information and inspiration to continue your exploration throughout the journey of your experience that you call your lifetime, the time experiences. So when you consider this on a larger scale throughout all of creation, then you understand that every aspect that has become conscious of self, individualizing the collective cosmic intelligence system, is very important. Where you are placed is very important. You have connected into the field of consciousness and you are a focal point for the inflow of inspiration to come in to wherever you are presently situated. And every time you move elsewhere, you are still collectively connected on some level of your consciousness and of your intelligence. You are still consciously connected into the overlaying field of cosmic consciousness. So this is the pureness of your story, of your unfoldment. And this is all that is required. In a sense, you stand very firm within that connection to the cosmic consciousness. From that, the connections that you have up into that connecting matrix field around you and around the planet all is receiving energy and information, and it is distributed through that network, the matrix of cosmic consciousness field. So you do not have to do anything. You do not place pressure upon yourself to present yourself or to present some antagonistic or some force field, anything. You simply continue your very strong connection to the cosmic consciousness field, the intelligence of the design of all creation. Perhaps some of you would see that you have a lifeline, a connection up into the grid of cosmic consciousness field. We stress this. It is not the technological communication grid we refer to. And yet that can be helped and infused by those who are aware of the cosmic intelligent consciousness field. That gets connected in to creation. You are part of a creation story continuing to unfold. Allow this to continue to unfold throughout you, through the matrix, the connecting matrix that goes through all of what you consider your body or your lifetime to be. It is a flowingness through the connecting matrix of all. It connects into the other creations of the planet, those that you take in, that are necessary to provide specific elements for the uptake of all creatures to continue. Therefore, being conscious of this, you are a great contributor to the upliftment and the enlivening of the co-creative cosmic intelligent matrix field. This is the precise design. Nothing is omitted. Everything is provided in that intelligent design. You are accessing this. And this is why you've come here receiving this session. It's a continuation of your own confirmation and the changes that you have become aware of that are affecting you. You are noticing positive upliftment, betterment, changes as you continue in the flowingness of experience that you create. You are creating the flow of experience, and you must do this easily and consciously through your connection to the cosmic field. in many ways you might feel you are an independent being. You have your own thought patterns. You have your own existence, which connects in some way, majorly or very little impact with others. And yet there is no separation because you are all of the quantum intelligent design. And part of that design was to bring in the contributors to the creation. So in this sense, you are a contributor to ongoing creation. Now become aware of the level that you are consciously connecting to. So as you connect to the cosmic intelligent design, you're moving into the dimensional existence, such as where we are addressing you, which has movable designs around it, and it is also improving the energy design of, you would say, your physicality structure and everything that it is. The more that you connect to the vital source of life, the initial, the only source of life, then you are bringing that in and vitalizing and continuing the activity of your creationism. You are a creative design. You will be continuing to clear patterns that had been interfering with that cosmic design, the intelligence of it. And anything that had been, in a sense, interfering, which is only a label, a description, anything that is like that is left behind. It's as if you are shedding a skin or layers of skin, which you do, which creatures do, to allow the newness to surface. And as that is revealed, it has a contact at the edge of your consciousness field. It has a contact with, a connection with this energetic matrix described, which is the cosmic intelligent design system. You see, what we bring you into in these sessions is assisting you to access that which provides everything of the design. Open to receive that and allow that to move through your passageway through experiences and time, and this envelops any of the distortions that had occurred in that flowingness. It envelops it in the cosmic design again, and it is resolved or dissolved. The disturbance in the design, the interference, is solved, and the solution is that it is dissolved in the connection to the cosmic design pattern. So you simply see, arising from that, there are more basic principles of life coming through. In other words, the trueness of the cosmic design. You are connecting with that. Therefore, everything that had been of, in your thoughts perhaps, of concern in any way, they are now receiving the intelligent design, so that you are more clearly being that intelligent design, the cosmic energy of it, bringing and enlivening up the energy field throughout the planetary sphere into the dimensions of existence that, yes, they do exist now, that you would think of as beautiful, futuristic ways of existing. They are there. We are here, you are here, within that field. So it's lifting the thought patterns, the vibration, into the cosmic intelligent design. This is what you are doing. This was the confirmation that you came in to receive, easily and simply, through the collective consciousness field. This will be continued when you are ready. Lani, present again, consciously present. And again, enveloped in that energy matrix all around me and throughout me. So perhaps we've seen pictures created of that beautiful design that exists everywhere throughout us. And we're simply beings of light. So we're capable of using that light, presenting it into ourselves and around ourselves as a presence. This was interesting. I'm trusting that you are finding it interesting and helpful as you consider your journey through the experience of time and experiencing time as experience. That's a bit confusing. It's one of those mind puzzles that come together. So I'm ending this session through the Omega Communications portal with a sense of excitement and happiness and joy. I leave this with you. Thank you for being here in this connected conscious network.